On December 12th, 1831, in the little chapel in George's Hill, Dublin, Catherine and her two young friends, having survived what was a very difficult 15 months, committed themselves to live their lives dedicated to God. They pronounced their vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and their commitment to work for the poor, sick, and uneducated. Catherine's heart was racing as Archbishop Murray spoke words of encouragement from the altar. This time, it was not with fear, but with excitement and a great joy. There was a new song in her heart, a song which now said, "My God, I am yours for time and eternity." Something wonderful took place on that cold December day of 1831, which was to bring the fire and the warmth of God's love into the lives of millions all over the world. The Congregation of Our Lady of Mercy was born. Catherine Macaulay, daughter of Eleanor and James, and heiress of Coolock House, was generous and daring enough to allow it all to happen. Shortly after the ceremony and the celebrations, the carriage arrived to take the first three Sisters of Mercy back to the House of Mercy, which would from then on be known as the Convent of Mercy. There was excitement in the air the length and breadth of Baggot Street. The ladies couldn't wait to greet their sisters and see how they looked in their new habits. As the door closed behind the homecomers, a delicious smell of freshly baked griddle cake wafted its way through the big house, announcing the prospects of a good tea in honour of the great occasion. This was indeed the day the Lord had made. And if ever there was to be a hooly in the kitchen of the Convent of Mercy on Baggot Street, this was the day. If Ned the Fiddler Kelly hadn't passed away, he would surely not have missed a visit to his kind and faithful old friend, Miss Catherine, who from that day on would be affectionately known as Mother Mary Catherine, foundress of the Sisters of Mercy.